And the first question is, where does the name After Seven come from? Mr. Keith Mitchell.
The name After Seven was actually afforded to us through Babyface. Pretty simple. I think someone left a message on his voicemail, on his answer machine, to call him back after seven. I think just the term After Seven stuck because of the affiliation with After Five and After Six, which represents, you know, either a formal or a semi-formal presentation of what you may have on. We felt like After Seven addressed the issue of casual elegance, which is an offspring of formal and not so formal. But in either case, you know, Babyface came up with a name. It was a great name. It kind of addressed our music as well as our visual presentation. And that's it.
Good deal. Question number two. Is After Seven still a trio, or is it now a quartet?
It's now a quartet. This is Melvin Evans of After Seven. I've been away from the group for a while, and I've rejoined the group, and I have the opportunity to sing along with Jason, my oldest son, and I'm very happy to be here and very happy to be back with the group.
Good deal. Okay. Being back with Babyface and Daryl Simmons at the beginning, is it a kind of rebirth for the group? That's the answer to this question is from me, Kevon Edmonds. No, I wouldn't say that at all. I think that's simply more a matter of us simply reconnecting again and having the opportunity to create new music at a time when people have been thirsting for R&B music, good music again. And here we are with the fourth question. What about the After Seven music label? Will it include some new artists, or is it dedicated to your music? This answer is... Hey, Jason.
Hey, it's Jason. After Seven Music isn't actually a label. It was created so that After Seven can release new music independently. And it's also the placeholder for all the social properties and including the website after7music.com. But After Seven Music isn't actually a working label.
Dutch. Okay, this is the fifth question. During the 2000s, no new R&B group has durably emerged. Do you think that is about the direction taken by the music industry or simply a reflection of individualistic society? This is Kevon. I think that it has more to do with just trends and music, the music industry evolving as it does. It's an ebb and flow from time to time, and it just depends on, I think it has more to do with what consumers are ready for. I don't know that there aren't any R&B groups that I can think of that have been on the set since the 2000s. Now there are some pop groups that have emerged since then, but it's kind of phased out. You know, there were plenty of R&B groups during the early 90s, and they kind of faded out, and hip-hop driven type of music has taken the forefront. So it has more to do with just how the industry kind of flows, and not anybody's, you know, individual, you know, approach to it. Hope that answers your question. Okay, this is for question number six. What do you think of the massive return of groups from the 90s for a few months, i.e. Jodeci, H-Town, et cetera, et cetera? This is Jason answering the question.
Yeah, I think it has to do with the resurgence of real music. 90s groups typically sang about love and relationships, and, you know, with the swing of music and kind of the resurgence of R&B in general over the last 5 years, it's given room for groups from those days to make a comeback and have a voice. Also, sales and records overall in general is going up. So it, you know, lends itself to opportunity for some of these older acts that have been on the road for the last 15 years and, you know, giving them an opportunity to release music again. And it's just a beautiful thing.
Good deal. Here we go. Number seven, your fans are still behind you, but how do you stay relevant connecting with a new generation?
Well, for After Seven, that probably was a pretty big hurdle when we first began, because we kind of think of ourselves as dinosaurs in the social media world. But we've been blessed to had a team of people who came together and has helped us facilitate the push of us getting ourselves into social media, because it is more of a medium for your music than in the past when we relied on radio. Mm-hmm. Radio, and for R&B music, and radio has been shrunk. So in order to get the saturation in the marketplace, you've got to have the Twitter, the Facebook,
social media,
all the outlets that you can possibly do, the whole aspect of the visual aspect of getting to people lets us get right to our fans immediately. So it's a new game for us. We just showed up in the studio and sang. We rehearsed, shot videos, did our live shows. We never had to be so actively involved in the elements that you got to put out there for people to look for you, find you. And so it's been a challenge, but, you know, we welcome the challenge, and we go at that as hard as we go at recording music. So it is the way of remaining relevant right now, along with having hit records. And we do have a great record, and we are working with, you know, Babyface and Daryl Simmons, and they've given us great music. So you got to have great music to go with the hard work. So that's where we're at.
Okay. Here we go. Question number eight. What can we expect from your new album? Mixed slow jams, or up-tempo songs like your first two albums, or a more ballad-oriented album like your third one?
This is Melvin of After Seven. I'm a mixture of mid-tempos and ballads this time. So this is a new twist for After Seven, but we're conquering new avenues and music, and this is the new and improved After Seven. So look forward to the product.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Okay, here we go. Okay, number nine. Can we expect some collaboration with other artists, groups in it?
This is Jason. No.
pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about as succinct as one can be. Okay. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Number 10, and last but not least, for a lot of us, do you plan to be on tour in Europe, especially in France soon?
This is Jason. We certainly hope so, and we'll leave it up to the fans to, you know, rally together and talk to your local stations and some of your local promoters and put After Seven on a bill, and we'll be right there.
Sounds like a winner.